Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
You know that saying, you ever heard that saying, ignorance is no excuse? Well, I like that. I like that a lot. And I think it resonates a lot in business and a large part of life as well. I've heard a lot of really amazing speakers talk about this. Bob Proctor comes to mind as well. You know, somebody who say, look, you got to get knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, that's your fault because it is everywhere. So that is what we're talking about on today's Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back, champion. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. The man who gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005, only to be mocked, ridiculed, scorned, run out of town. Went bankrupt, man. Lost it all. Can you believe that? That doesn't make any sense. You go for your dream. I'm a Christian. Yeah, I pray to God. Yeah, I'm going for my dream. I need you to ride shotgun with me. Come on, make it happen. Well, you can do all of that, and I hope your journey goes better from the outset than mine did. Chances are, not that you're going to go bankrupt. I just don't think you're going to realize right out of the gate all those rosy dreams you have. Now, here's the one thing I will tell you. You stay in the game longer, and you continue taking focused action, then you're going to be rewarded. And yes, I do believe God answers prayers, by the way. So yeah, all of that's good stuff. I want to dive into today's message. By the way, live event coming up in Vegas. Go to samcrowley.live. It's going to be an intimate workshop. I'm going to limit seating right now. I don't know. I'm not going to say, let me not say the number, but I'm thinking 30. That would be 15 ticket sales. You're allowed to bring a guest. I'm thinking 30. Maybe we'll push it up more if more people end up having a real keen interest in getting there, but I really want to make it about you. I mean, I want to be there in an environment where you can raise your hand, ask questions, get feedback back and forth, stay motivated, inspired, and I really love to get to know people that come to my event. So if you're kind of on the fence, make it happen now, samcrowley.live. Get your ticket because I am going to close ticket sales as we get closer to that number. It just feels right. So anywho, ignorance. Ignorance is no excuse. Now, what does that mean? That sounds pretty harsh, doesn't it? Especially from a guy that's got a motivational podcast. Well, let me tell you, if somebody asks this question, all right, when they want to, let's say you want to launch your business, your movement, say it's an online business, say these people, a lot of the people I talk to, especially the really amazing ones that book a call, I can tell the ones who aren't as serious as the others because they ask it this way. Hey, how do I get started? That question right there is a dead giveaway that you haven't even opened up Google, okay? That you haven't even opened up Google, typed in that question. How do I get started? How do I create a podcast, for example? Now, you're not going to get all the answers right then and there, but you're going to start having a working knowledge that you need a microphone, you need a podcast host. I use Blueberry without the E's, Blueberry without the E's. You're going to need some cover art and just basic things like that. So you already would have a working knowledge. Now, that's not to say you know how to put all those components together, nor would anybody expect you on day one of Googling that information on how to do all that. But at least you've got an answer to your question, how do I get started? And by the way, how do you get started? You get started with a message. That's even before any of that. Before you buy your first microphone, before you start going crazy on anything, you got to start thinking, what am I really super passionate about? I don't care if it's painting a privacy fence. I mean, it could be the most obscure things. And by the way, specialists get wealthy. Generalists get paid. So the more specialized you are, chances are the more successful you're going to be. Because keep in mind, there's 7 billion people on the planet. This podcast alone is going out to 220 countries. So understand, if you think, well, that's really narrow, that's good. I mean, narrow is good, okay? But ask better questions and you're going to get better answers, okay? Asking, hey, how do I get started? Well, that's just not a good question. That's something you should have already started Googling, Or maybe you went to an event and you started your workshop, something similar to what I put on, and you started gaining that knowledge. Knowledge is everywhere. To say that you don't know how to get started is admitting that you haven't taken the time to open up Google and type it in. So here's what's going to happen when you open up Google and you type in, how do I... That's actually pretty funny. If you were to just type that in, you're probably going to be like, what? Just type in, how do I? It's pretty crazy, man. I find myself, isn't it crazy, though, also how Google knows the next word you're going to type in? I'm telling you, man, I'm having a conversation with my wife about horseradish, and I'll type in how many calories, and it fills in horseradish. I drop my phone. It's like, oh, how'd it know? But start Googling this information. Start and get on YouTube, man. There's a lot of great people out there. You might be one of them who puts out really cool videos. Short. Here's a secret about YouTube videos. An hour video, nobody's got time to watch that unless you're going to just hit pause and on demand and pause and pause and pause. Find a video that's under 5 minutes long. Find a video that was created in the last 12 months and find a video that's got a boatload of views on it. Those three criterion is going to be the one you want to watch. So something that's got 300,000 views was August of 2019. As of the date of this podcast, it's January 2020. And it's 4.5 minutes long. You got yourself a winner right there. Because no, it's just we're too busy. We got, especially myself, I mean, I'm running a business, got 4 kids, all this other stuff. I don't have time to sit down and watch an hour. Now, if it's really valuable stuff, I have sat down and watched an hour-long YouTube video. Kind of at the end of the night, if I'm not binging on some Netflix show or something like that, I'll watch it, you know. But by the end of the night, by the way, my end of the night is 7 o'clock, okay? You would judge me harshly if you knew what time I go to bed at night. It's like 8:30, you know? But I'm up at 4:30. I'm not a night guy anymore, man. Maybe Friday nights, 9:30. I mean, that would be pulling an all-nighter for me. But my wife and I, we lay in bed and she reads a book and I watch whatever I'm watching on Netflix. I just watched, what's the name of that show? Jason Bateman's new show. It's on HBO. The Outsider. Is that what it's called? The Outsider. I love Jason Bateman and Ozark, by the way. It's a great show. Ozark season 3 is coming out in March if you're a fan of that show. And The Outsiders got 3 brand new episodes. That's it. Really, what a great actor. I never knew Jason Bateman was that good of an actor. Anyway, go back to watching videos that will give you the knowledge and then start building on that. Okay, just start building. This is all about building. It's about building out this foundation. How do you build anything? You want to build a tree house? You see, you bring one piece of wood up the tree and you nail it into the tree, you know? You want to build an actual house, you just put a cinder block down, you know? You start laying the foundation. That's the only way to build it. If you're trying to get this thing going from 0 to 60 and you think you're going to get this thing, you might catch lightning in a bottle. I say it all the time. I've had podcasting clients make 30 grand in a month and things like that, but that's the exception. And these were exceptional people in the sense that they just were laser focused. I mean, they were like that, you know, that lion out in the middle of the desert, and they see a wounded caribou just limping along, and they just went after it. And that dream represented a wounded caribou in that situation. So I'm just telling you, if you got that kind of focus, it'll happen faster. For me, I was in so much pain. You know, I was getting up early in the morning, getting in the work before anybody else, and I would use, this was 2005 where actually people use fax machines and copiers and all that stuff. So I would print out internet marketing forums back then, forums, ebooks, and I would take all of the human resources binders they give you in the job, and I would dump them in the garbage can, and I would fill these 3-ring binders up with like thousands of pages that I would print out. And I would read these ebooks and all this information on my lunch hour. So I spent an hour in the morning, an hour at lunch, brown bagging it at my desk. And I spent an hour at night. So 3 hours a day, every day. So yeah, after 3 months, I'd close to 100 hours of knowledge. I was, you know, giddy up, man. I mean, I was making money. I started affiliate marketing. And I remember the first thing I did, I didn't even know what affiliate marketing was. I found out because I did some research. So I had a unique link. And I would buy Google AdWords because I bought Perry Marshall's Definitive Guide to Google AdWords, which is probably still hands down the best Google AdWords book ever. And I learned how to drive traffic from a Google ad to an MP3 downloading site where people could download music. Now, keep in mind, there's no iPhone, nothing. This is just downloading MP3 audio. So I would send cold traffic to my affiliate link, which ended up on this page where people could buy MP3 audios. And I remember I'd get paid $20 a day. I'm like, oh my God, $20 a day, $600 a month. And I would spend like $150 a month on ads, so I would net $450. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna get arrested. And I kept looking around, like, it's and what? Like, someone's gonna come through my computer screen, slap handcuffs on me, because this is printing money. And then when I realized that this was all real, I'm like, oh my God, if I can do this for somebody else who's selling products on the internet, I can do it for myself. I just gotta get traffic. I don't have any real money. I mean, I was doing all this out of a PayPal account that I was self-funding through my paycheck. But I would throw, you know, $100 a month, $150 a month in my PayPal account. I would use that to buy the ads, make $600 a month. Holy cow. I mean, guys, let me tell you something. This is the greatest time to be alive to do anything. You can do an online business. You can do an offline business. I think consulting and coaching is the greatest industry in the world because you get an opportunity to actually speak to and work with and meet people as opposed to just hiding behind a computer screen. That's why I'd love to get a love for you to book a call on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com, book your call. I'll call you. That's what I love to do. I live for that. I'm on the phone all day long. If I'm not coaching an actual client, I'm talking to somebody who's coming on board as a client. It's what I live for. It's what I love to do. And I'm telling you, if you have any interest, if you've ever thought about being a coach, being a consultant, being a mentor, selling your intellectual property, you and I have to connect. We have to, because I have developed a funnel that could not be more simpler. I'm not saying it's easy. You got to have confidence and you got to know the message, but that's what I coach you on, all of that. So get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com, and I'll call you. But I'm telling you right now, don't use the lack of knowledge as an excuse, and don't ask anybody how to get started. Get in Google and type that in and just see where that takes you, and block out an hour. Get in a quiet spot. Don't do this in a Starbucks. Everything's crazy unless you got headphones in and you can knock it all out, like Bose headphones or something, and you just can't. You got to tune all that stuff out. Get super laser focused. And here's the last line. I said it before in this podcast. I just want to leave you with this. When you ask better questions, you get better answers and you get better results. All right. Latch on to that. Let's have a great day. You with me? You're going to have a great day today. I'm going to have a great day. You're going to have a great day today. Let's have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.